This is The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN, and I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. We're being joined once again by our good friend, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer. He's a sommelier out there at the Grand Haven DNW. And a little inside baseball on episode 9 here this week. So we actually did this show a couple of weeks ago, and then we had a technical problem, and the show was just lost in the ether. We couldn't get it up. So we had a special guest who joined us. He agreed to come back. So we're going to do the exact same show. We'll make it up a little bit. But we're going to do the show we did a couple of weeks ago. It involves our friends from Grand Armory Brewery, and we greatly appreciate them coming back and helping us out. And we have some interesting pairings here. But as we like to say, this is the show so nice, we decided to do it twice. So, Mr. Crutchmeyer, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Grand Armory Brewery, and we're pairing them up with the Pronto Pups dogs here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason why we're doing a second show. I think you enjoyed the first one. Mm-hmm. And you just wanted to have another go at it with the Pronto Pups.
Well, I do enjoy me Pronto Pups, but I remember because it was really cool because I'd never had beer with the Pronto Pup before.
Right.
And then it was such a nice thing I wanted to share. But introduce our guest to everybody.
So today we have Jeff Marl here from Grand Armory. He is the production manager there.
Yeah, the production manager over there at Grand Armory now for 8 years. We focus a lot on IPAs and ales.
Yeah, we carry all your products there at D&W. I get a lot of requests on there. You guys are absolutely great at filling up, getting the stock that I need, bringing in some of your good seasonal products. Everybody's into your seasonal products. So you love that, as well as the Wheezing Juice is one I hear about all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The Wheezing the Juice definitely is a big hit for us. We kind of like to say it kind of keeps that lights on for us a little bit, but yeah, it's a big hit.
And there's the dusting crop.
Crop duster, yeah.
Crop duster, a little dyslexic there.
Yeah, but that's a Citra IPA. That one's actually very good.
That seems
as well.
To be a second big choice. I get a lot of requests on that one as well. And then during the wintertime, we definitely get the brown ale.
Yeah. Yep, and then we got the year-round brown that kind of peeks its head out, the Nuttier Business, which is a peanut butter stout. And then we also do just a couple other rotating seasonals in the fall and winter.
All the products are Grand Armory. Everything, it's done, it's all self-contained. So, I mean, you assemble it, you brew it, you can it, and then you load it up on the trucks over there and you send it out. So this is truly a Grand Haven original product. Everything is done right there.
That is very true.
Very true. Very true. Well, let's sample some of your handiwork here. And where are we going to start, folks?
Let's go ahead and start with the Wheezing the Juice.
Yeah, this is a great little juicy IPA. And I like the coloring on this one here. Mm-hmm. It's, just a little hazy. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Which you would almost think of it as a hazy if it, if it was a little darker. But yeah, that is definitely a nice color. And the head stays on there very well. That nice foam head on there.
It does have a strong smell to it, but it's a beer smell. It's a very strong beer smell.
Yeah, that's the hops.
Yeah. Take it down the hatch here.
And what hops are used for this?
This one mostly has Citra and Mosaic. We also use a little bit of Centennial in there.
So why don't we go ahead now and pair these up with the Pronto Pup.
There we go.
And we'll see how it comes out with the flavoring on that.
Mm-hmm.
The pairing on these things are always so good.
Pronto Pups are so good.
I liked them the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, I just had my Pronto Pup dry. Normally, I have with mustard, but I just had it dry. And with the Wheezing the Juice, to me, it really brings out the coating of the Pronto Pup. It brings out the butter in there or the whatever the coating is. And it really makes it kind of pop.
I had the ketchup and mustard. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do it either the Chicago style or any other. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and had them both. And that mustard really popped out with that Wheezing Juice.
Yeah.
That Wheezing is really good. I can understand why we sell so much of it at D&W.
And again, all these beers from Grand Armory Brewery that we're talking about, they are available at your Grand Haven D&W. So this was Wheezing the Juice. This was round one of Wheezing the Juice.
The next one we got here is El Dorado, and that one's a hazy IPA that we just released. It's new this year. It's got a black can, pretty nice little
like a mythical horse type.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool can, honestly.
Yeah.
But this one should have a little bit of suspended haze and taste a little smoother than the Wiesn.
Yeah.
A lot of hops in there still. Yeah, should be a good, smooth, easy drinking IPA as well.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I was talking about earlier with the Wiesn juice. See how this is darker, a little more cloudier than the Wiesn? Yeah, this is a nice hazy.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can't even see through it. It's really good.
No.
You just see a silhouette of things behind it.
Finger.
Nice head on that. See, look at me using these terms. Nice head on it.
Very nice. Stays on there. You got a nice little bubbles going up. Like that.
A little different aroma to it as well. Let's take a nip here.
Very, very aromatic grassy. Very hops. Those are the big hops in there.
To me, that is, again, this is the Eldorado. It's a little smoother than the Wiesn the juice. It's not as, there's not as much punch to it. Refreshing, though, nonetheless. So, yeah. Good stuff.
This is a lawn mowing afternoon, really good, hazing.
Yeah. All right, so let's take out the old Prono Pup here. We'll take a bite. All right. Gonna bite the Prono Pup here. That particular go around, at least for me, it popped the pup.
Yeah.
It brought more pop to the pup.
100% agree with you. Popped the pup.
It popped my pup.
There you go.
The first one, the Wiesn the juice, affected the coating and the breading. This one just made the pup, it just more flavorful. It wasn't like no pepper. It just made it, it made it seem taste bigger.
Yeah, you actually got the contest in the flavoring of that dog that popped out more. Mm-hmm. It came out, which is the reason why we do these, kind of tasting as opposed to just tasting the product by itself, because it changes everything. Mm-hmm. And people do have a tendency to, drink their alcohol with food. Mm-hmm. It's a 75% of the consumers do it that way. Mm-hmm. But 90% of your shows are strictly about the alcohol. Mm-hmm. Or they're just going to be, food shows and strictly about the food. Mm-hmm. We pair them together because food will change the complexity and the alcohol will change the flavor of the food.
And then we also have these little cookies. We never got into the cookies.
Ah, yes.
So we have these little cookies. These are Milano, those little shortbread cookies.
Yes.
So
with a little chocolate inside there, mm-hmm. there we go with.
We were talking about dessert beer off the air. Okay, not pop, but that made the chocolate seem like it was bigger. Made it seem like the chocolate was all over your mouth. So, and again, this one is El Dorado. It has the very cool kind of like guy on the horse there on the can. And this is available not only at Grand Armory Brewery, but you can go get it. He looks like a mean cowboy in a valley. You can get that over at the Grand Haven D&W as well. All right, up next.
Grapefruit Wiesn the juice.
Grapefruit Wiesn the juice. And I guess the question I would ask you over there in the corner, sir, is, a lot of people don't think of grapefruit when they think of beer. What was the logic that went into that decision?
So with this one, grapefruit is a stone fruit, and so our Wiesn the juice, Citra, and Mosaic, those hops actually have a lot of stone fruit flavors, aromas in them. So we kind of just thought, why not try to pair it with another stone fruit? And we tried it in-house with our R&D team and kind of loved it. So that's kind of where we're at.
All right. So we just thought about it there.
And then once again, you can see how much clearer that one is.
Yes, it is.
There, as opposed to the hazy. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then, again, one of that nice, good head on there. Yeah, that smells like grapefruit.
Yeah. Not as pronounced as the first two. All right, take a little
hint. Just subtly hint in there. Really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's refreshing. Yeah. That I know this is just like after you work out, this is what you'd have. But it's got like a little, it's got, not pepper, but it's got like a little zip on the end.
Yep.
And so it's just refreshing. Like some things you drink and it's heavy and you're just, this is not heavy. Here we go. Let's fire up the old Prono Pup and we'll take a zip of the Wiesn the juice grapefruit.
That's a good picnic combination right there. That reminds me of being on a picnic, having a nice, you know, sunny day. Not a hot day.
Yeah.
Not a real hot day.
Yeah.
But just a nice, you know, 80 degree sitting there having this with the, you know, with the grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
It really was refreshing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was refreshing. And it popped all the flavors out. Actually, I tasted meat and as well as the corn.
The batter on it.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It it brought out the meat. It was for me. It was the more pronounced on the dog itself. But of the ones we've had so far today, that one brought out the full flavor of the pup the best.
Yeah.
The breading and the meat. Yes.
That's a better way to describe it.
Right.
Which is, I guess, why you have your job. I have mine. Well, yes.
All righty. I'm gonna have a little one of these Milano cookies here. You wanna take a little sip there? When that hit the cookie, it really brought out the chocolate for me, because it's the chocolate is in between the Milano cookies, so that really brought it out there for me. So
So there now, how many just tap room only beer do you guys have there at Grand Armory that are just strictly tap room, that are distributed? You know,
it rotates because that's the place that we do a lot of our R&D through. So we will come up with something new on our pilot system or smaller system, and we'll kind of feed it through the tap room and see how, you know, all the locals enjoy it, or if we get some negative feedback, we know what we can try to improve on. But yeah, that's kind of how we did the El Dorado to start. We did it through just the tap room. And then we found that, wow, there's actually a lot of people that really enjoy this. And we kind of found a recipe that we really enjoyed and then just grew it from there. So to answer your question, though, on any given day, probably 5 to 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, is there like any special time or something where, you know, a customer can come down and sit down and then know like which ones are, you know, tap room only on your project list?
Yeah. If you follow on social media, our Facebook page should have any new beer release post on there, and then all of our taproom staff down there is very knowledgeable and knows what's on the menu and where you can get it at.
So a question I would have is, when you're in the testing, like let's say El Dorado, when you're in the testing process, does it have a name, or do you just say, hey, and how do you go about that? I mean, because if, you know, usually when people go into a bar, they know what they want to drink, but do you just have like a waitress, somebody go up to them and say, hey, listen, you want to try something?
Yeah.
So it's on the house or what?
We do have a name. Sometimes we change the name, though.
Like Test X or something mysterious or something?
Yeah. So it's a New England IPA.
Okay.
So we actually had the idea to have it called Nerd.
Oh.
And Nerd 1, Nerd 2, Nerd 3, Nerd 4.
Oh.
And it's a New England research development.
Gotcha.
Ah.
Nerd.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
that bad.
Nerd.
Nerd.
Nerd. Nerd. All right. Well, you learn something new every day. All right. Well, we got one more here in the pack that we're going to try. And this is?
This is New School Goose. Ghost.
Ghost.
What is it? Goes?
Goes or Goza. Yeah.
New School Goes.
G-O-S-E.
Yeah. This is a beer style that originated in Germany. We use a little bit of sour yeast in there, and traditionally it has some salts in there.
Mm-hmm.
We added watermelon in here, and it's just kind of a little bit like a Jolly Rancher in a glass, but a little bit of tartness, a little bit of sweetness. Overall, a very good summer refreshing drink, in my opinion.
Now, the sour beer, that's what they would get with the tartness of the beer on there.
Well, you say the Jolly Rancher in the glass. In the can, it kind of gives the vibe of a Jolly Rancher, like watermelon Jolly Rancher. And when you smell it, it definitely does have that kind of candy smell. So, Ghost, G-O-S-E, watermelon. Here we go. Oh, that's not bad at all. No, that's Jolly Rancher. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your very, this is the most citrusy of the bunch we've had. To me, this is more, even though watermelon's not citrus, it was more citrus than the grapefruit one. But this is good
stuff. But very spot on with the Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
You know, flavoring on there.
Yep. Especially like if you've held a Jolly Rancher in your mouth and you've sucked it to the top of your mouth and you've waited on it, waited on it, waited on it, and then you finally let it go, then you've got that. All right, so let's try a little of the old Prono Pup here. And who did you get the Prono Pup from today?
Jacqueline was our chef de l'or today, mm-hmm. who went ahead and made our Pronto Pups out there. She's the only one sitting in this weather mm-hmm. out in the little shack out there. Beautiful, mm-hmm. You know, timing for Pronto Pups. We're doing the second one.
Okay.
Last time we were here, we had beautiful
weather.
Sunny weather. Today, we got rain. I mean, it was good, I guess. You know, summer is pretty much coming to a close.
Yes, and we had two nice days. So I had a bite of Prono Pup in there, and again, this one really brought out the flavor of the pup. And it gave it kind of like a zing. Not a pep, but a zing. There was a zing on the pup.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a lot of poolside barbecue vibes.
Yes.
From that.
This is, we always use the analogy of people are mowing their lawns when they start this. You mm-hmm. would stop mowing your lawn after this, you know. Like maybe somebody has the grill going, and let's take a bite of cookie here.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So the Milano cookie. Mm-hmm. Boy, that smells good.
It
does smell good.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, now. Okay. So that, when it hit the chocolate, it really brought out the chocolate, but it made the wafer taste watermelony. So it's like it's like a chocolate jawbreaker type feel in your mouth. Very cool, very very pleasant. It's enjoyable, very enjoyable indeed. Mm-mm-mm. Well, we've been talking about the New School Goes, the Wheezin' the Juice, the El Dorado, and Wheezin' the Juice grapefruit variety from our friends at Grand Armory Brewery. They are all available down there, right down the street from us here in downtown Grand Haven, or you can get them out there at the Grand Haven D&W. These are all firmly in stock.
Yes.
Got plenty. We can get them whenever you need them.
Oh, we stock these guys up because we need to.
Yeah.
We have too much of a demand for them, mm-hmm. For especially the people who come in and visit Grand Haven. It's one of their number one go-to beers that they look for.
Okay. Sir, if people would like to learn more about Grand Armory Brewery, where's the best place to go? I'm outside of just wandering on in and saying, show me the magic. Where's the best place to get information about the beer?
Yeah, so GrandArmoryBrewing.com, or we have a Facebook page, Instagram. I believe we're on all the other social medias as well. But yeah, GrandArmoryBrewing.com. We just redid our website, actually, so
nice.
It should have all kinds of information on there, seasonals, core products. You can request a keg. Any kind of information you could possibly want, or there's also a help page as well. So,
okay. Good deal.
Now, is there any secret things coming out that our listeners might want to keep their eyes open about?
Yeah, for sure. So, we have been doing a summer release in the past couple of years with the Coastie IPA, and that again is coming out this year you should be able to find it out on the shelves in July. This is a 101-year anniversary, so we kind of snuck Mike Smith on the can
mm-hmm.
and are doing another little paying our tribute to the family. And
is it the same picture you used last year, the iconic one, or are we updating it?
It's a different label, but same kind of picture of him.
Yes. Yeah. Because the picture used, I think, was one of his old Facebook profile pictures that had just been, you know, arted up. But if you've ever seen it and you knew Mike, it looked like Mike.
Exactly.
And he would take great joy in the fact that he's on a beer can. All righty, Mr. Crutchmeyer. Again, he's the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W. But don't just think wine, beers, bourbons, any of your spirits, anything like that. He has the expertise. And like we always say, if you just don't know, go over there and ask him. He's there every day of the week except Wednesday and Sunday. And we always have like a little prize or a little giveaway with this week's show. And we had the prize a couple weeks ago. We never gave it away because the show never got on the air. So we have, a $20 gift card that you can use over at Grand Armory Brewery, that you can take that over there, and it's good for what over at Grand Armory?
Yeah, you can get merch, you can get to-go six-packs, or you could just use it for your bill. The only stipulation there is that the food inside, which is Gnarly Varley's, that is a different, separate entity.
Gotcha. So this is strictly on merch or the beverage. Merch or the beverage or your overall bill, as long as it's pertaining to a beverage. Gotcha. Correct. So, like, if you got, like, a shirt and some beverages, $20 off. I gotcha. Yeah. All right. And what we'll do is we will put this post up on our Facebook page. Now, I will tell you a little inside baseball. We're kicking around the idea of perhaps expanding the show and moving it to Saturdays, which I think we're going to do. It won't be this week. We will do it probably by the time that we do the next one, we'll put it on Saturdays, and we're trying to nail down the time. And we will let you know about that because we kind of talk a long time. We have enough to fill a half hour. Today we don't. We're a little short, but that's okay. So what we will do is I'll give you the Iggy on when we're going to move it, but the show is eventually going to find its way on Saturday mornings. It's either going to be 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll let you know. This one, though, we're going to run on Friday because of our friends from the Boating and Fishing Report. I tell you, this one we're going to run in the 3 o'clock hour on Friday, and all of this information will be available on our Facebook page, and we will let you know where the show is going to be, but the show is going to continue. We just might be moving it and expanding it a little bit. So it will be back next week for episode 10. I will let you know the time on that. Keep an eye on our Facebook page. He is the Wine Guy. I'm Jesse Bruce, and you're listening to 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.